Spoiler, swearing, all the bad things. Carlos and Dave, Anime Rave, Fall 2014 Anime. Our mid-season look after having watched 6 episodes of Yuki Yuna, the Yusha Nawaru, or I'm pretty sure I pronounced that wrong, but the English title is supposed to be Yuna Yuki is a Hero. Dave, what do you think of Yuki Yuna after 6 episodes?
I think there's a reason why it stayed at our top for 2 of the 3 weeks that we actually did stuff.
Now, the show has been subtly hinting that our poor, cute protagonists are going to face unimaginable hardship here very soon, and that the being heroes have imparted perhaps too high a cost on their bodies.
On the other hand, it might be one of my suggestions there, where...
Your theory. You didn't suggest anything to the show.
My theory is that... Okay, we've already done the spoiler tag for this
spoilers, offensive conduct.
Yeah. At this point in the show, they've now given up their old cell phones.
We should probably talk about the fact that they beat all the Vertexes, and in the final battle, when the Vertexes threw everything they had at them, they had four of the five
girls
had to bloom, which is a fancy way of saying they went Super Saiyan.
Yeah, they leveled up.
Yeah, they leveled up, and it would appear as though only Karin did not bloom, and it would appear as though there were some side effects, and Yuna has lost her sense of taste. Togo lost hearing in her left ear. Fu lost vision in her left eye. Itsuki, who wanted to be a singer, lost her voice.
Yeah.
And Karin lost nothing.
Because she didn't bloom.
She didn't bloom.
Or so it seems. I think we can pretty much put a stamp on that saying, reason why.
Yeah.
She didn't bloom.
Bloom causes bad shit.
Yeah. Now, at this point in the show, they've given up their cell phones, and they can no longer summon their familiar helpers.
Yeah, their fairies is what they called it.
However...
So no more, hey, listen!
Yeah. None of them did that, thankfully. But my theory is that the fact they've now given those up, those were actually a part of them. For Yuki's one, it was always eating. Now, the fact that she's lost her sense of taste might be attributed to that.
Yeah, and it's a good theory. It's a good theory. I think you're onto something, because Togo... How did she pinpoint shit? Like, she was using what, her hearing?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how her fairy helped her become the super sniper hero.
Yep.
And weapons platform. So big a weapons platform that in a TIE fighter mission, one of the objectives is there's Togo. they thought it was like a rebel cruiser. She was like a rebel cruiser. But yeah, you're probably onto something. There's definitely a price that may or may not be permanent. And I'm reminded a bit of, Brigadoon when the poor girl lost her sight, went blind.
Mm-hmm.
She got it back through some otherworldly assistance, but I mean, still, what a shitty thing.
Well, she died,
and
she was reborn.
Yeah.
Resurrected, whatever.
Resurrection!
But,
level 3 super.
Neither of us has, seen, Madoka.
We've heard comparisons.
As of yet, but I know a bunch of spoilers for that, and I've heard this referenced that sort of way, so I'm kind of cringing on what could be coming up.
Well, I mean, all I know about Madoka is that sad shit happens, and that it's on my list of shit to watch. And when I put my impressions of this show, of episode 1, being so shocked by what happened up on Fantasy Strikes Anime little forum, a bunch of people came back and said, it didn't seem too surprising. It seemed a lot like Madoka. So I'm like, oh. So this is common now. Shocked me.
Yeah.
Still, though, the upcoming doom combined with the generally pleasing and well-thought-out characters and their interactions, their dynamic relationships with each other... they're really friendly with each other now, but when they weren't, it was a bit more dynamic, like earlier Togo and Fu. Regardless, all of that is still impressing me, and I still really want to see this show out to the end.
Oh yeah, no, I at this point, I'm locked in for the duration.
Yep. Well, do we venture into the sadness?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
This has been our overview of the first six, and we'll give you a finale once we're done with the whole thing. It might have us in tears, but we'll...
I won't cry. I'm a real man.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I certainly wasn't looking at Dave during the show and going, I don't want to watch it anymore.
Yeah.
I don't want him to suffer.
Yeah. But that's a sign of a good show's writing.
Well, it can be. Not every show needs to be sad, but some shows can be, like this one.
But when you're that invested in the characters, you don't want to see them go through hardship.
Yes, exactly. Folks, CarlsDaveAnimeRave.com. That's our site. We'll see you next time.